Next application is case number 11384, the application of the Inns of Rehoboth Beach LLC. Site is located southwest of Route 1 Coastal Highway, 260 feet northwest of Route 24 John J. Williams Highway, being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 334, map 12, parcel number 92, requesting a variance from the maximum allowed square footage for a wall sign. And more specifically, they're requesting a variance of 74 square feet from the allowed 150 square foot for wall signage. On this application, we received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and we did receive two mail returns.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Marley Bonaponte Wade, 32966 Black Duck Court, Millsboro, Delaware, 10096.
You state your name and address for the record.
Dale McAllister, 122 Rosemary Road, Dover, Delaware.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here tonight representing the Hampton Inn, and what we're trying to accomplish is the Hampton Inn is in the process of a remodel. The current Hampton Inn has one sign on the north side, on the north side that you read as you're driving south. The building's being remodeled, and we're trying to install a second sign on the south side to be read coming north. The purpose of this sign is so that people can see the sign coming from the south. Believe it or not, they do get some traffic from the south, and they have an entrance on Route 24, a shared entrance with McDonald's. Okay. People are missing the turn for the shared entrance coming around, driving south in the middle of the summer, adding to the traffic congestion and the time to get to the property. As you all can be, you all aware of the traffic on Route 1 in the summertime. Ms. Wade could testify to the complaints and whatever they have. That's why she's here. She's also the manager of the property. If you have any questions for the manager. I brought a couple exhibits. The building, Mr. Mills, is 47 feet 9 inches tall and 194 feet long on the face that projects out. That's how you count the square footage of the wall for the sign.
Right.
But the building itself is over 200 feet long with this, the visual of it. But the actual wall itself, if you count the square footage of the sign that we're asking for, it's approximately 1.12 or about 1.2% of the whole wall. As you can see, we have a huge wall. Just putting the sign up on the side. What I took here is a picture of the property and the existing sign on the north side. Mm-hmm. We're going to be moving that sign from here with the remodel to the corner so it can be read better. We also have on the other side of the property above the portico share, so it identifies the property. That's the sign that we're asking for the variance for. Mm-hmm. Here's an exhibit showing you Route 1, sign A and B, where they're going so you can see them when you go through. And I took a picture of the entrance, the shared entrance that we have on 24 with McDonald's. So you can just see all these.
While I'm addressing the issues that we need to address to obtain a variance.
Also, I brought with me a photograph showing the front of the hotel, what would be considered the front. We're trying to put signs on the side, and you can see how narrow the property is. What makes this property unique is its shared entrance on Route 24. The shared entrance on Route 24 is not visible from Route 1, and we've got to get people to it to relieve the traffic and to make the property identify. As you all are aware of what is out on Route 1, and if you look at the shape of this property and weather entrance, that's how our uniqueness is. The express practical difficulty and the uniqueness of this condition is basically the road traffic on Route 1. Also, years ago, when Mr. Richter and him and I, we used to come in front of this board all the time for a second sign. The Rehoboth Outlets always had an outlet that always needed a second sign. We don't need to do that anymore because you've changed your code. And when you change your code, you allowed a second sign. The uniqueness of the property is so large that the second sign, you're only allowed a total, I believe, of 150 square feet now. We need over 200 because of the size of this wall. You know, most properties don't have this much visibility from Route 1 down the side. It's a very large building. Will it change the possible development? No. It's going to be developed as a hotel. It's going to stay as a hotel. It just makes it more workable as a hotel. That we feel it's needed for that. Reasonable use of the property. It's going to be staying as a hotel. It's going to allow us to have a better use of the hotel. The surrounding effects on the neighborhood, none. We've got McDonald's next to us. We have another restaurant on the other side, a Japanese restaurant on the other side. This sign will not block the McDonald's at all. The existing building is there just as it is, and McDonald's signage is phenomenal. I mean, you just can't miss the McDonald's. And the sushi has a sign. The sushi restaurant has a sign very close to the road, which is ahead of our sign. So as you're driving south, you won't miss it. The sushi building is totally blocked by the hotel, and it was blocked before they even, I believe, turned into a sushi restaurant. So they won't have any, as far as detrimental effect on the public welfare, we think it's going to help the public welfare because we think it's going to get people into the property on safer on Route 24. That's really the reason they bought the second sign. When they did the remodel, they looked at it, they've had the complaints, and they wanted to address them. There are no existing variances that we know of on this property. We met the ordinance the first time. We're leaving the pole sign as it is. It is a remodel, so the pole sign will be refaced. All the building signs, the directional signs get a reface as part of the updated image. Mm-hmm. But we're not changing the actual structures. We're just taking out the sign faces.
Just updating?
Yeah, they're just going to be just brand new plastic inserts. The structure itself is going to stay. Okay. I think I've addressed all the
standards.
Okay. Are there any questions for members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Rivers.
Oh, I don't have any questions except that you presented it well because you know what Mr. Mills is going to ask you, so you're experienced.
Been there, done
no
that.
No other questions.
My first rodeo.
Mr. Workman, no questions. He's following you then, Mr. Mills, is that correct?
Well, he thinks that he knows all the questions I'm going to ask.
Mr. Mills,
please.
Try to help you.
With your application, you're showing two east elevations and a north elevation.
You know something, that was the architect.
Okay.
And what happened is, believe it or not, that property is northwest and southeast or something when you look at it on a real site plan.
And leave it to an architect. Okay.
And gotcha. The architect went, oh, he'd never seen the property. We had a conference call. I resubmitted something to Ms. Norwood when we saw it and said, no. Guys, it's north and south. Quit.
Okay. Yeah.
It's an architect.
We all know it's north and south, right?
It's the north and south side of the building.
Right.
But the architect got all, oh, it's this and that, and according to the map, and I'll come on.
Yeah, right. Too much Google.
Exactly.
What he submitted and revised basically included A and B for which side it was on, and the square
right.
footage of the signage didn't change.
Okay, no other questions.
All right, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has presented the case well in addressing the standards in regard to uniqueness and the need for the sign, being that necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the situation is such that not necessarily created by the applicant. I don't see where it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and certainly not out of character with the neighborhood. And I think it's a minimum to afford relief. So I'd make a motion we approve case number 11,384.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickers that we approve case number 11,384. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickers?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills again?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,384 is approved.